Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com customer service department. My name is Nakia. May I have your email address with the spelling, please?
AnneHummingbird at AOL.com. AnneHummingbird at AOL.com.
Okay. Verify your name for me.
Anne McLaren.
Okay. Thank you for this information. How can I help you today?
I believe I have something like 92 credits. Hello?
Yes, I'm just waiting for your concern.
I said, for first off, can you see that I have, if I have 92 credits?
92 credits. Let's see.
That's what the email was telling me.
Now, the last time that I see that you purchased any expert credits was last year, and it was 97. Hold on.
I think they're still sitting there.
Yeah, because I see 97, but hold on.
Might have been 97, 92. Since I'm talking to you on the same phone that I read the email, I can no longer see the email.
It appears to be 97. That's the most recent one that I see. Hold on.
I was hospitalized for several months. That's why I haven't been around a lot.
Yeah, I know it's been a while, but it appears that
it
says credits given is 97.
Yeah, I had a stroke.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're are you feeling better or a little better?
I got a ways to go, but yeah, you know, they thought I was going to die. And I almost did, but then I didn't.
Well, good. That's a blessing.
Then I was bedridden for many, many months. And once I had a great deal of open wounds heal up, I was finally allowed to stand up for a couple of minutes one day. And the next day, they had me take a couple of steps. And the day after that, I was walking.
Yay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
proud of you. Thank
you. I'm proud of
welcome.
Me, too. The rest of
you
my
should.
Life is going to hell, but that part was pretty cool.
Yes. Now, again, from what I can see, it says 97. Let me notate your account just in case you need to call back.
Okay.
One moment.
I lost my. Oh, I'm. While you're doing that, I'm going to throw another log on my fireplace. So I'm going to set my phone down. I'm not hanging up. I'm just setting it down so I don't accidentally drop it or hurt myself doing this.
But I'm still right here.
All right.
But it's starting to die, and I don't want it.
All right, thank you so much for your patience. So I just notated your account briefly.
Got my hands in the middle of a hot fireplace.
Oh, sorry.
So. Okay. Put the screen back.
Okay. I picked you back up again.
Okay. So just to confirm.
It's really, really, really cold in here. And I went, oh, my God. I better keep that going.
Yes. So I see 97. The email that you received says 92. So I'm not sure.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember. It was 90-something. I don't remember if it was 92 or 97.
I'm pretty sure it was 97.
I didn't have my glasses on. I didn't look at it closely. I just checked to see if everything still worked. And on the email, there was a person that I don't know, I was kind of drawn to from his picture, but he doesn't appear to be available at the moment. And I'm pretty close to having an emotional breakdown right now. And I would just like a few questions answered.
All right.
And if I need to add some credits, I will do that. I just have to check which credit card to use before I do it.
So right now you have 97 credits. If I were you, I would use that up first.
I don't know how far that goes.
Whichever expert that you select, they have different forms of communication. Some are via text, email, or phone.
I prefer phone because texting, my computer is broken. Yeah, that was one of the things that I came home out of the hospital with. People who stayed in my house destroyed my computer. And I hate texting. As a matter of fact, texting is one of a bunch of crap from texting with my grandchild is part of what has got me so upset tonight. And I don't feel like texting. And I don't think that I can properly type it on the little tiny keyboard on my phone and get my point across correctly.
Okay. Now, I know that there are some experts that have the option via phone. The good thing mm-hmm. is that the credits do not take effect until the call is connected. So while you're dialing out and you're waiting for the expert to answer, that doesn't affect your credits. It's not until you actually make a connection and then it starts. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many credits, just depends on which expert you speak with. I don't know, a lot of the times I've seen like maybe 3 to 4 credits
per minute. What?
Credits per minute.
Yeah, I saw that some that were 3 to 4 and I saw some that were like 6 but I didn't mm-hmm. choose. And I just clicked psychic. I saw the list of type. I'm not interested in my horoscope. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with my own sign. I wouldn't have enough information specific to the other person for that to be particularly helpful right this minute.
Now, so, I will say, at different
general
points,
psychic, you know, somebody who possibly had medium ability would be my number one choice, but you're the first point person, I guess. I don't know what to call it. If you were deeply, deeply, deeply hurt and concerned about family issues, I have some very, very serious money issues going on, but hopefully they're going to work themselves out. Well, they're going to work themselves out one way or another. But it's the deep, deep emotional wound that I'm having right now that is why I'm still awake at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Now, I would say, let's see. I'm going to see the experts that are on.
I don't want somebody who's going to just tell me BS, and I don't want somebody who's just going to keep me on the phone to use up my credits without really telling me anything. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes. Now,
I have had that happen with other lines and services. I want somebody who can really tune in, who really has that ability and can give me some straight answers.
Now, out of the psychics that are available right now, and based upon what you stated, hold on, let me see. One moment.
I don't want somebody who's going to be blunt and mean, but, you know, even if it's bad news, there's kind words to say it.
Okay. Now, Psychic Rennie, she does, she tends to have thorough, you know, like, if you ask thorough questions, she'll give you answers. She has a 4.9 rating.
Did you say Tarot?
Rennie. And she's actually online.
Did you mention Tarot?
Like tarot reading?
Is that what you said about her?
Well, no. What she does is she does tarot readings, career, finances, psychic, love and relationship, but that's not what you need, life and happiness. So out of all her specialties and topics, you match 4 of what you have.
Right.
Had...
But I don't want her to be shuffling cards and working on cards.
Okay, so if you don't want that,
if she can do it quickly and actually if she's really good at it, that's one thing. But that's one of the things that seems to take up a lot of time while they shuffle and choose, and then they read them instead of, they're not tuning in on me and my emotions, they're reading cards. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Shuffling and putting out the spread, your credits start just ticking away real quick. And it's sort of a complicated situation.
Now, I know Sister Stardust was also good, but she's not on there at the moment. Because a lot of them that I'm selecting, they have tarot cards as one of their specialties and psychic. I don't know. When it pertains to, like, when you speak with him or her, if that's something that they automatically do or give you an option of. So, because there's only one that's online right now, if you go to your members area, let's see. Credits, ratings, review count. Okay.
What are her ratings?
This is what I would do. Do you see where you can see all of the advisors and it says advisor reading?
Not at the moment. I can't. As I said, I'm speaking to you on the same device. I would have to look at that.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so go back to where you were,
What were Rennie's ratings?
She's 4.9 stars. She has 93 reviews. She's done 611 readings, and she's been reading since 2019. But when you
2019
go to,
is when I had my stroke.
So with the good thing is that there's a section. Well, when you go to look at the experts again, at the top it'll say sort and filter. In your case, I would go to filter. Because it has a selection of, like, tarot cards, numerology, career, finances, astrology, psychic.
Yes, I saw that. And
okay.
I pushed psychic.
Okay, so let me see. I'm going to select it and see what generates. And you said call. Okay, so the ones that generated, none of which are online at the moment. The highest credit that I see is with Luna. She's been here for a long time. She's been here since 2014. But the lowest credit I see is 4. The highest is 10, of course, with Luna. Then it's 8 and 6. So you have a good fluctuation of experts, one of, well, there's only two men and the rest of them are females. The one who has the most experience, at least with us, is Richard. He has 1,456 reviews. But the one who has the most reviews is Luna.
But she's 10 credits and she's not on.
Yeah, she's 10 credits. Right behind her is Sister Stardust. And hers is 6 credits. And what I did was all of the ones that I'm filtering out, I selected call, filter by psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So you may just have to, you know, periodically throughout the day, see if the experts from what you sorted and filtered is available. And then they all will have the option to call.
Right. Well, I'm kind of in need at the moment.
So, availability. Now, because of your exact needs, which is by phone, psychic, and availability, there's no one available right now. Let's see. Let me go to any. Yeah, the only one that's available right now is Rennie. And let's see, does she have a chat or is this just phone? Hold on. And with her, I wouldn't advise her only because she doesn't have phone as an option. It's only chat. Like via email.
That drags it out too.
Yeah.
You also don't get the person's emotion. You don't hear it. I don't hear them, theirs, and they don't hear mine.
Correct. So for the experts that do readings over the phone, none of them are available.
Nobody's on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your patience. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope.
All right. Well, stay safe. Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service department and enjoy the rest of your day.
Mm-hmm.